Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? What a great day it is. Fantastic. I hope you're looking forward to a fantastic weekend. Yeah, it's not the weekend. It's actually a day before the weekend, but boy, we're really excited. Hey, boy, there's nothing like getting that paycheck. We'll be talking about the government furloughed workers. They're not getting one, but anyway, boy, what an wonderful time. We had a guy, Rusty Ford, used to work at WAVA, and we used to play a theme song for Rusty because he liked to spend his entire paycheck and then not pay his water bill. So it was really fantastic.
He really did have like the notations on the front door of his apartment, didn't he?
Yeah, and the song that it was his unofficial theme song was Just Got Paid by Johnny Kemp.
Just got paid.
Friday night.
I see what you guys did.
He is the same guy that we went to the Western Union office in Fairfax, Virginia, and I was riding shotgun in his MG, which was his transportation of choice.
Yes.
Wasn't it an MG?
Well, see, here's the deal, is that as years passed...
It predates you, yes.
As years passed, I think that I somehow now figure into some of these stories.
How much blow was on the dashboard?
None at that time. Oh. He was waiting till late. I never saw a lot. During this incarnation, I never saw... Well, that's not true. I saw a ton of cocaine. But not. He didn't do it in front of me because he knew I wasn't into it. And so
you were square.
I was very square when it came to the drugs.
Yeah.
Big time. And that squareness was
but
more...
But you still like to partay.
I like to partay, but the squareness was even further demonstrated when they gave me a big fatty joint as we were driving to National Airport because I was a phobic flyer, and our promotions director said, here, smoke this. And I had a paranoid attack of paranoid attacks, which is legendary. But what Rusty said to me as we were driving back from the Western Union office in his little sports car, just out of the blue, I'm riding shotgun. We're 5 minutes from the radio station, and we're going back to the radio station, and he's driving along. He's like, hey, Mike. I effed a cow one time.
was the guy who effed the cow?
Was it really that out of the blue that it came up?
Yes. Yes.
That's not something you just have in conversation. Bestiality.
No. He was motivated.
Hey, what's your story on bestiality?
Yeah, there's usually a few.
The way I remember it, it just popped up.
That's yeah,
it.
That's so it. To speak.
You know, and then I thought for a while. It was my initial shock wore off.
Awkward pause over.
You know, yeah, because I went, what? What? Are you kidding? I was laughing. And then, and it got back to me. I said, well, how did it happen? And they said, how could you? Yeah, I'm thinking of Cal. And he said, well, I used a stool. But anyway, that's disgusting. I think you can be arrested most of the country for that, but it's a statute of limitations.
Unless the cow, of course, gave consent.
Mike, there's nothing you could have done. He had done it already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You weren't complicit in the crime.
Goodness, man.
I'm glad we're talking about this because I'm padding because I have to talk about something I really don't like to talk about because I know most of the people that listen to this show throughout the country are living in cold weather areas. And winter, the teeth of winter, certainly this weekend, we're going to get a massive snowstorm on the East Coast. And the Midwest is freezing and there's precipitation. And as we get into the middle of January, the precipitation is starting to get crazy and the winter weather is starting to take hold. So when I talk about Florida and I talk about golf in Florida, I'm mindful.
Yeah,
I should say this before I share this with you. I am mindful of just how blessed I am to live in an area where I not only have warmer weather, but I can enjoy my number one hobby, which is golf. I love it. I love it. I really enjoy
You're
doing it as often as I can.
Your dream.
That would be overstating it, Oscar. If I was living my dream, if I was living my true dream...
You wouldn't be doing the show.
No, I'd probably be doing the show now. I probably
not
would
as frequent.
Be doing the show. And maybe not, but I like doing the show.
Right,
the
how
show
about is, this?
I like doing this. This, I have to... boy, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I really love it.
Oh,
I love doing
I love
this.
Hearing
I never,
that. It's great.
I never... Now you're getting me on another subject. Oh, no. And I shouldn't even do this because, but I'm in some sort, I'm in a confessing mood, okay?
Please.
Oh, the Catholicism. And I'll put it, that's the Catholicism in you.
I'll put it this way. Oh, boy. There have been other times when other people have said what I just said.
Mm.
And I remember just sitting quietly to myself and saying, well, that's not necessarily true.
Ah,
I see.
You know,
Enough said.
So it might be similar to what Rob experiences now.
Mm.
That's just
no.
Joke. I'm just kidding.
Say,
no, I'm just
how
giving,
dare
I'm
you?
Giving you. I'm giving you. How dare you? Anyway, I make joke.
I do. I understand. I also make joke.
I know. So
Oscar sometimes, on the rare occasion, make joke.
Sometimes I slip on a joke.
So I am really. I want to stress before I tell you what happened.
Right.
That I am not. It is not lost on me how lucky I am to live where I live.
So
and to
if
have
you
a
won't
job
say,
where I could move to the area and be able to do this with you guys.
You won't say that you are living the dream. Would you say you are blessed?
I'm blessed.
Can
I tell you a little story what my son does every day? He wants, every day when he goes to school, when he leaves for school, he gives me about 10 kisses in my hand and I give him 10 kisses in his hand.
Right.
And if he has a bad moment at school, he kisses his hand and that means we're giving each other a kiss.
Oh, that's sweet.
So that's
also explains why he's sick all the time.
Thank you, but anyway, God, you monster. But it's but I have to say,
hey,
he make joke.
I slipped on one.
I'm truly lucky to do what I love to do on this show, and then to pursue a hobby that I'm really into,
yeah.
and I love to do it. So you would think that I would be just grateful and buoyantly happy all the time. I'm here to say I have to work on that. The people that I'm going to be apologizing to, I apologize to them personally, but
already you've done this on a one-on-one basis.
I did this. Yeah, it was I embarrassed myself yesterday because when I'm out there in the pursuit of this hobby known as golf, that I really don't talk about because I'm mindful of how blessed I am and that everybody else says they want to hear me talk about golf.
It's also there's only a small number of our audience that gets to even pursue the sport.
And the thing about it is, and by the way, when I talk about this, I'm mindful of those people in the audience that really get mad at me because
right.
They're like, oh, I just heard Mike bitch about boy, poor guy. I know that. Bring it on. I'll take it. You can lay
others
that on me.
Others celebrate.
I understand
your
that.
Flexibility.
Well, it's
and
but getting away. So I'm paranoid about that a little bit, and I have to tell you that I'm aware of it. All right. It's great, and so I should. But with the pursuit of this hobby, I've tried to improve myself because that's the pursuit of this game. Any game, whether you play soccer or you play baseball or you play tennis or you play rugby. Stop it. Don't talk with sports online.
You're playing for keeps.
Hey, Mike,
you're
I make
trying
joke.
To No, even if you're playing, you're not professional, but you're trying to get better at
sure.
it. So you'll have more fun doing it. And it's more fun the better you play. My skill set with my healthy body orthopedically has been in a state of erosion lately, and
all
it's
right.
been frustrating me. It's been I've been very, very frustrated. And the frustration has been bordering on obsession. And I'm sure Carla wouldn't tell me because she knows how much I love it, but it's like, oh God, golf.
Another
golf,
driver? Golf. It's not going to help you, man.
You can't buy a game, Oscar. But let me just say this. Although I'll probably have to today. So if you will indulge me
yes.
a moment to just go down
wait.
The golf yellow
please,
brick road
please,
first.
Please.
Let the okay. healing begin.
So I have been, when I first came back after I was healthy with the hips and everything, the only other injury I had a little back tweak. And when I had that back tweak, I was remarkably playing quite well. And I was really not thinking about the game as much as I was thinking about not hurting myself when I was playing the game. And because of that, I focused on that and probably did it. Well, now I'm very healthy and I can take a really big rip at it, but I'm all over the place. And the worst part of my game is the putting, because the putting part of the game doesn't exist with any particular physical issue. It is right between the ears. It's the old inner government, all right? Mm. And for anybody that is in our audience that is a golfer, there is something called the yips.
Yep.
And the yips happen when you are so consumed with failure that you freak out when it's time. And that's what I'm in the middle of right now. And it is a horrible, horrible thing. Because no matter how well you play the rest of the hole, when you get to the golf hole, you know you're going to have to putt and you know you suck. And you know, and I may be, let me just hear me out, within my group of say 40 guys down here,
yeah,
I may be the worst putter in our group. I am horrible. No. I'm the worst. I'm the worst there is. The worst.
I take it from where we're headed with this that you are right now in a state of yipdom. You have the yips right now.
I have the
Have
yips.
You had the yips in the past?
Yes, I have. How
do you defeat
gotten rid
them?
Of them. I don't know. I don't. I have no idea, but I've got them. And so when you're playing a team game with your mates, they know that they really can't rely on you. So you are your value to them as a human being goes into a state of diminishment. So that makes the experience.
Well, what it does is it has to reinforce it, because now you know that you have 18 moments of dread.
Yes,
built into every round, and
you're not going to please them.
Right,
you're not
going
to play. And that right there, what I just told you, and that puts me into a psychological state that I have no business being in this beautiful part of the country where I can do this. It should be gratitude. And what I need to do is put a little, I don't give an S into my world down here.
What manifested, what happened that you had to apologize? Was it just your game?
No, let me tell you what happened. So we're playing yesterday.
Beautiful
and
day.
We're late in the round.
What's late?
It was a little chilly down here. For down here, it was cold. But
65.
It was still nice enough to, the weather.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry about that.
Glorious.
But it's the truth. Down here,
chilly. Your blood is thin. Your blood is thin enough to. Oh, maybe I need an overcoat
or a light jacket. So anyway, I
just like being in DC. I wore a light jacket yesterday as well.
Well, you wear a light jacket when it's 3 degrees.
Well, no, I was wearing a very thick insulated jacket because it was bone chilling up here.
Do you still wear that gray overcoat?
No, actually, this year I'm wearing a bomber jacket, a leather bomber jacket that has a down lining. It's
really?
Very, very warm. Yeah.
Mike, I saw this man on the street. I said, wait a second, that is not Uncle Buck. That's a crew member from the Memphis Belle. Who could that be?
So
that's
does
Rob
he look good?
Spiewak.
Does he look good
he
in his bomber
looks
jacket?
Cool.
Yeah, it's a good jacket.
Cool.
Did you bring it in today?
Yeah, Pony, we go get it. It's on the coat rack out there.
I'd love to see it.
Will you have Maddie try it on?
And only if we're willing to lose her.
If Maddie tries it on, it'll sound like this.
Hey, I'm in Rob's bomber jacket. I don't. I'm all the way. Hello, help!
It would like her being
Let
in
me
a bomber.
Out.
Yeah.
God, I'm glad I hooked that back up. You know what? Just for those little moments. All right, let's see. This is beautiful.
I was shocked.
Oh, what a beautiful coat that
man,
is.
Man, I hope you make it back from your bombing run.
Now, it has a fuzzy collar that's detachable.
Yeah, it is
right.
is cool. He
but
looks
it's cold.
It's, and it's slimming. It's a dark brown leather.
Black.
Oh, it looks brown in this
slimming.
Light.
There's no DGH on that one.
Oh, sorry.
But anyway, look at that.
Hold on.
Let's love it.
Pose
is that
picture.
A present? Is that a Christmas
was that a
present?
Gift?
This was
Did
a
Saint
gift.
Nicholas
it was
bring
a gift, and it's Eddie Bauer. And the reason it's so warm.
What is it, 1980?
It does
that's
have a
nice jacket.
It does have a down lining sewed in.
Wow, that's cool.
Right?
See? Beautiful.
He gets on one HBO show, his entire wardrobe changes.
That's a beautiful, beautiful
Yeah, it looks gorgeous.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
If I may get back to what I was talking about here.
All kinds of pockets. It's great.
Is that ostrich?
Yes, it is, Pony. What a jerk.
Ostrich.
You can take it off now.
Of all the birds.
You want. You can take it off.
You make jokes.
So I'm out there with the guys. And there's one guy in particular that I play golf with who is really, really good. And he's very, very... chill and stern and not a lot of talking. He's known for it. It's kind of a joke around that he's a, but he's a serious-minded guy, and he's not gonna, he's not a backslapper or anything like that. He's just a,
he's there for the game.
I've discussed him before, I think, on the show because I'm horrendously intimidated.
Okay.
For what reason? And there's absolutely no reason for me to be intimidated by anybody.
We all have guys like that.
I should be playing and enjoying myself. However, I bad putt, bad putt, bad putt, bad putt, bad putt. And then we get to a point where I'm really there to help the team, and I'm about 20 feet below the hole. And, and the one guy says to me right before I putt, just need a two putt here, Mike. And I said, no pressure. And it said, well, just wanted to let you know. And he's a nice guy, so he didn't mean anything by it, but it immediately got into my head. And, I can use this effect again, you know, because my head started going, all you have to do is putt it 20 feet. Get it close enough to just tap it in. That's all you have to do. This is not going to be difficult. This is not going to be difficult, Mike. Mike, don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. I'm really uptight.
Do you have any obstacles like a windmill in front of you?
No, nothing. It's not miniature golf. And so I proceed to stand over the putt, and I hit it so hard that it goes off the green.
Oh, no!
That is embarrassing.
At this moment, no, that wasn't nearly as embarrassing as what happened next.
No.
At this moment, the anxiety, the frustration over months of this inability to do this got into my soul. And if you slow it down, if you slow the moment down, you see me walking across the green, and out of nowhere, I just went, and I take my putter that was in my right hand, and I throw it as hard as I can, and it helicopters into the middle of the lake. And the reaction, I know. You get to, what did you say?
I said the man's almost 60.
I know. I might have said that myself. I'm a grown-up. I'm an old grown-up. My disappointment, I just,
I could picture your putter silhouetted against the sky.
It was, knew what I was doing. I knew. I just had to, the steam had to be released, and it's like you hear splash.
Oh.
And at that moment, after that moment, I realized I've still got another putt that I have to make right off the green, and I have to walk back to my golf bag and figure out what club I'm going to do. And by the way, the three gentlemen I was playing with, there is not a laugh, there is not a rebuke, there is silence. And I am mortified.
Of course.
And I, at this point in time, I would have satisfied, hey, man, I would have even accepted, hey, that's not cool. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And it would have been over. No, it was silence.
And they let it hang in the air.
It lasted for the rest of the round of golf. The guy that I'm most intimidated by is giving me the most silence. And I was so I actually at one point later in the round, we had a few more holes left, walked up to him and I apologized. I said, I'm sorry. And then I apologized to everybody afterwards. And then when I apologized to him, I thought he was really super mad at me, which he still may be.
Right.
But if he was like, no, you do your thing, whatever you do. I don't have a problem with that. Or something like that. He said, you do. So he verbalized it and then shook my hand at the end of the round.
But that's
so
almost worse than totally putting it to bed.
Oh, it just sucked. It just sucked.
Did you finish the round using, what club did you use? Did you use a sand wedge?
I used a 3 hybrid, which is kind of a wood. I tapped
it. That's what I use every night, Mike.
And I actually did make a birdie with the hybrid.
Oh, hey, there you go. Mm-hmm.
And everybody went, hey, now I guess you're glad you threw that club away, one of the guys says. And the other guy says, yeah, good putt with that. And then the other guy is,
Yeah.
I mean, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Let's just rewind.
And I'm blessed, and I live in this area, and I have no business, so I've got to give myself another lecture. I know I've been doing that a little bit.
Can you explain to us, the layman, that knows nothing about golf, that knows not enough about what you should or should not do? Remember, I am the a-hole that dressed in loudmouth gear to my brother's what is it, his wedding
party,
round of golf at one of the I guess the nicest golf.
You don't play. I don't expect you to do that.
I just like looking good, and if there's a bar cart, that's awesome.
Yeah,
sure.
That's what loudmouth is, looking good.
Yeah, looking good. Actually, you bet. My brother's father-in-law said, "Man, I thought you were going to be great. You're dressed so nice."
That's right.
Which was an insult, and I'll take it.
No. Dress for the round you want. That's right.
Can I ask this? What was your loudmouth pattern?
Oh, so I had what was best described as fitted teal plaid pants. And I had a fitted shirt.
FTPP, Mike.
I had a white Nike golf belt. I look like whatever article of douchebagdom that comes with golf. Whatever, if you're going to satire a guy who plays golf every day and he was in his 30s at the time, that's who I looked like.
Well, if you're wearing a white shirt, that's great because you can wear a white shirt with anything.
No. Lots of patterns. Pants and the patterns on the shirt.
And by the way, it's never okay anymore to wear a white belt. Never wear a white belt.
I think the pros might. I don't know.
They're pros. Then they can. He can.
So what were you going to ask me about?
My point is this. I know when people are playing a serious round of, hey, we've got money on the line. Get your ass together.
Right.
I've been at a free throw line when someone does what you just said, says, hey, you just got to make one of two. When I'm like, well, I know that, you a-hole. One of two is already what I was hoping to do. I get it, but I've been on that line where you feel like, all right, I don't need that pressure. I don't need the reminder.
Right.
Have you ever seen, this is probably the better question, have you ever seen anyone rage out or rave out like you did?
Yes.
Okay.
In this circle of friends or in a past circle of friends?
Now, when I say circle, this particular group I played with?
Yeah, well, you said that have your current...
Not this group, but our group? Yeah, I've
seen guys throw clubs. You said at the beginning that you have like 40 that you run with.
I've seen guys throw clubs in our group.
Okay. What
not into the water, though.
Okay.
Oh, so
this is a first.
Next level.
Not into the water.
Now, this is Pablo.
When you throw when you throw the club.
Hello. Let me do this since I've got it hooked up.
Please.
Hello. I'm Mike's putter.
Drowning.
Did you realize, again, and thank you for the refresher, that there was a big problem when it was in the air or after you turned around and saw
I turned around. Okay. I didn't think. That's the whole thing. I didn't think. But the reaction was 10 times worse. I felt so horrible after the reaction because it was so, and I said to myself, I go out there and almost do a self-meditation thing where I'm like, don't let it get to you. Don't let it get to you. I have to quadruple my efforts to go out there and be in the land of I don't give an S. Mm. It's not that I'm not going to care, but I have to pretend I don't care. And that's what and the next like four or five times I go out there this year, I'm going to, I swear to you, that's the prime directive. No matter how bad it gets, I have to act calm and not be as obsessive. That's it. That's the directive right there. Because right now, I have a reputation back in the day. It's been about 20 years since I've done this.
And you used to have a framed club, didn't you?
Yeah. And I think one of the guys might have said, you know, you got to realize, would you want your kid to see you do that? Oh my God.
Okay. Yep. You're the guys we talk about online all the time.
Yes.
That take it so seriously because they're going to make it to the senior PGA and
rage
they can't
out.
Handle it.
Right. Wow. No, I'm not going to the senior PGA. No way. I'm going to the senior Ragier. Rage out, baby. Rage out.
Why the yips? Why is it called the yips of all things?
The yips because you'll stand over putt. And I can describe it to you with sound, all right? Stand over a 4-foot, 3-foot putt, all right? And then you go, 1, 2, 3. Thank you. That's it. I will not discuss golf for another 6 months. Start the show, Rob Spiewak.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What did you do to get in here?
Mom, it was just, it was trespassing and mischief, I think.
Mischief?
Mischief, yeah, general mischief.
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 Were you chasing a mouse around?
I don't know what to tell you, Mom. I'm a millennial.
What does that even mean?
I actually don't know.
Next.
Yes, I'm looking for a French baguette.
We don't do French baguettes. We do hoagies. Do you want a hoagie bread? 6 inch or foot long.
Which one is longer?
Well, the 6 inch is like this, and the foot long is like...
Oh, yeah, double in size. That makes sense.
And then we have our 6 foot party hoagie.
Oh, okay. Can I get 2 feet of that, please?
2 feet?
Yeah, 2 feet of the party hoagie, please.
You have to get all 6 feet, sir.
Well, maybe you just give me 2 feet of it, and you can have the rest of the 4 feet.
I'm not allowed to take gifts from clients. And I already have 2 strikes.
Okay, fine. Just give me the least complicated sub, a ham sub.
6 foot ham sandwich. Okay, that comes with a squirt.
What do you mean comes with a squirt?
We have the Italian squirt, the jalapeno squirt, the Parmesan oregano squirt, the roasted garlic squirt, the limited time yellow squirt, limited time seasonal pumpkin squirt, low-cal squirt, soy squirt, or our secret surprise squirt.
I'll try the limited time yellow squirt, please. That's nice. Can I get a pound and a half of that, please?
Sir, can we give him a pound and a half of the yellow squirt? Oh, I thought that was going to be my 3rd strike.
Where's my food?
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. No need for all the stuff I always say every day. Let's get right to the towns, shall we?
Yes, please!
Yeah, we're TMOS. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. From Mount Kisco, New York, to Novato, California.
Oh, I love it.
From Morganton, North Carolina, to Maricopa, Arizona. From New Freedom, Pennsylvania, to Amsterdam, in the Netherlands.
Netherlands!
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We are brought to you today by Lightstream. If you've been thinking about your holiday credit debt, your credit card debt, make this New Year's resolution. Lower your interest rates and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with auto pay and save thousands in interest. The rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 and get your money the day you apply. The application is 100% online and there are no fees. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a low rate and an easy loan process. Lightstream is a great way to get out from under your credit card debt. I love it. I love it. And I know you will too. Our listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information.
Mike.
Yes.
I have help on the way. If you look at your phone, please read the text I just sent you. The picture of the text, all right?
There's help?
This is going to help.
This is help.
This is going to help.
You know who you are?
Who?
Mr. Helper.
I like fixing things.
I know, you're the fixer.
I actually had a friend say, you love fixing things.
You really do.
I hate that I have to
hi,
fix
mommy. This says, hi, mommy. El Señor Mike tiene los yips. Please light a Virgin de Guadalupe candle for him.
Oh, you're going to light a candle for you.
His mother, Mrs. Santana, will be lighting a candle for me
That's
today.
That's great. Does she go to the church to do that, or does she have candles in the house?
She buys them at, I think, Costco. Yeah, well, she buys them in bulk. She does it at home.
They have a lot of religious
Mrs.
candles at
O'Mara,
my Spanish grocery store.
Yeah. Mrs. O'Mara, during the break.
I saw you talking.
Provided me with something that... It's a little damaged because it's been moved from house to house, but there is a plaque that was presented to
me. Yeah, I mentioned this, that you had one framed. Yeah. Are you okay?
Oh, my God.
Mike has
those of us who have played with you and that little Irish devil within you, this was given to me back at Evergreen Country Club, and on this plaque, you can see where they had a mount for it.
Yes.
And it fell off, but the plaque was mounted like this.
Yeah, did it fall off and hit you in the face?
And that's a broken golf club.
What is that, like a wedge or an iron?
Wow.
That's a broken golf club.
Yeah.
Let me see what wedge it was. Let's see.
I like to call that, who broke their bat a lot in the 90s? Was it Jose Canseco?
Oh, that it happens it occasionally.
Mark McGwire? No, over the knee.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, this used to happen on a regular basis.
Oh, is it? So that no longer hangs in the halls of the O'Mara Mans?
No. Well, it's damaged and it kind of fell apart. Yeah. So that's
I do remember it in your TV room in Manassas.
Yeah.
It hung on the wall.
Yeah, it was a plaque they presented to me at a bunch of 40 people. I am not happy.
You're not
this.
Well.
I'm not well. Mm. I'm a.
When you said that you apologized.
Rage.
The stoic, stern guy that you you are intimidated by.
And oh,
you,
so intimidated.
And you apologized to him
after
the
round.
Like
a great athlete in college, one of these, long and lean. Really good player, really just sort of,
alpha male.
I like the guy an awful lot. I really do. And I tried to play well for him.
He sort of accepted your apology post round. What would you say is the percentage of the fact that he's really over it? Do you think he's still thinking?
Oh, I don't think he's. Because let me tell you one thing I do understand. Because it's the nature of the sport, he's probably not even thinking about it.
No.
Okay. I'm the one that's thinking about it.
All right, well, that's good.
I'm the one because I did it, And so, and then it's on to another group that we'll play with. And it's not like we play with the same three guys.
But it's going to reinforce you.
I may play with him one other time before the year's over. I may not,
That's probably the fact
that he might go to the guy
that's,
he might be going to the guy that runs the game and says, please make sure he's not in my group again. But that's okay. I can accept that.
Well, the fact that it's still on your mind, that is going to probably reinforce your yipdom.
Yeah, well, but I'm going to, I think drugs
Attaboy.
Might be, it's but let me reiterate before we get all the people. Oh boy, I wish I could complain about that. I'm not complaining. I'm apologizing. I'm apologizing for my horrible behavior in a blessed environment where I'm very fortunate and I
which
know
is
I'm
the
fortunate.
First step
and,
is the
and
first
I have
step
to,
awareness.
Yes,
you're self aware.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm not going to give the fake yelling at myself. I'm going to tell myself, Mike, get your act together, okay? Mm-hmm. Get your act together and figure out what's going on, you idiot. Stop acting like a small child. Oscar's right. I'm 59 years old, for God. I'm going to be the big 6-0, Now, I have to say one thing, that, there are, perhaps there are a few things going on, with the gut where I've been worried about it a little bit and feeling much better as time goes on, but still, a little freaked out by that. Yeah. I think that had a little something to do with it.
So did you replace the putter yet? Do you have a spare putter?
Yeah, I do. I have one in the garage.
Okay, good, good.
It's my son's. But anyway,
so it's not a stand-up putter.
It's tiny. I'll be bending over a little further. That's it. I want to say that. Because of that, the post-round festivities went on a little longer.
Sure.
Because no one in there had seen it except for the one guy. And the one guy that was there in our group, I sat with both of them for a good long time and we chatted. So that all was right with
did
that. No,
did anyone bring it up or do you bring it up to the group?
Oh, I brought it up right away.
You got to strike first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have to. Yeah, you get it out.
Like a rattlesnake.
It's over. I'll move on. And, God.
My mom is now texting back, just so you know.
All right.
She is. What is she saying?
There's three dots. I'm sure she's asked my father what the medical version of the yips are, and she's looking that up as we speak.
Father is flying to a third world country to help a small village suffering from the yips.
Mr. Mike has the yips. Mr. Mike has
El
the
yips. El yips.
He has the jeeps. He has the jeeps. I hope it's not a bad rash. I hope that's not
the
terrible.
Yeeps,
why am I making
creeps.
You sound like something out of a Western? Yes, Raza. You got
she
Raza.
She does have
Eliaza.
An accent, Mike. She does have an accent.
I understand that. It's over. I will move forward and onward and upward.
Better,
and I'm here.
Better and better in every way.
And this is, I have to say to our audience, this is not fake. This is real me. I am not happy with this. I know it will entertain many of you.
Sure.
But for me, I'm not proud of it. And that one comment that was made, would you want your son to see you do that? Oh, God, no. Oh, my God, no. And you hear about club throwing, and if you throw a club, go back to the car. You're not playing the rest of the round. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible. But you can do worse things. I'm babbling now.
This is how much it's affected you. You have to get it off your chest. I would say you don't want your kids finding your browser history, and you don't want them seeing you act like a child.
At your worst, yeah.
And after that, I think that maybe there was a fatigue factor, because you know that I'd gotten probably close to 3 hours of sleep.
That's
which
right.
was not cool. I didn't like that. And, you know, that's because of the dog. So, you know, I was tired, and I probably lingered at the, you know, the post-round watering hole a little longer. And so Carla went to bed early. I
the put 19th the little hole, guy down. Mike.
And then I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning, like, and I was in my easy chair. So that, and then,
oh,
so,
yeah.
So if you're in the doghouse with your playing partners, you might as well be in the doghouse with your wife. Yes, Oscar.
Yes, my mom writes back. Claro que sí, mi hijo. Tiene la velita ahora. Le va a ir bien todo, que Dios le bendiga y que no te contagie. Te quiero mucho, which is, of course, son, I'm going to light the candle right now. Everything's going to work out, and God bless him. Don't let him give you the yips. I love you very much.
She has no idea what the yips are. But she's trying to yeah. sound like she, like, in her mind now, it's something that's contagious.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Santana. Thank you for my wonderful therapy. I appreciate that.
Is it contagious?
Yeah, she's right now saying, I hope Oscarito uses the Purell. I don't want him to catch the yeeps.
Oh, God. It's just an interesting life. So I was a bit of in the doghouse today because I fell asleep on the chair. Because when I woke up at 1 o'clock, I went into the marital bed and you know, and lay down. Because I'm like, okay, I don't want to sleep out here all night. So I might as well go into the bedroom and get dressed. And so I went down, and of course, as soon as my head hit the pillow.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding you. He was in there. This is after we made the arrangements to take him and put him in the bathroom overnight. Mm. And so I couldn't get back to sleep. And then I was up till, 2:30 in the morning, did my show prep at 2:30.
The show
was prepared at 2:30. Yes.
Should've
were you up
to? Yeah. I went to bed at 3:10. 3:10 a.m.
Really?
Oh, a.m.
In the a.m.
Wow. Now, when we come back, I will tell you this. When you're up in the wee hours and you're surfing the net, sometimes you go full nostalgia. And do a deep dive. And I would like to say hello to somebody and ask Rob if this person likes us or hates us.
I'm okay, good.
Because I forget after all the years.
Yeah.
It's just a morning filled with angst. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Golden Globe winning actor Jeff Bridges, coming to you from deep beneath the sea. And when I need anything, I always use the TMOS Shopping Center.
Hi,
it's
brother.
It's the best, man. Super far out. Whether it's Target, Macy's, or Walmart, I get everything I need just by clicking the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com. So whether it's krill or blowhole grease or eyebrow scissors for my brother Bo, I always get a whale of a deal. Plus, I love supporting the dudes at TMOS. It's groovy, man. So hit the TMOS website and spend some dough, or I might swallow you whole. Yeah, man.
Hey, maybe he can find your golf club.
All right, you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Economic uncertainty all around the globe has resulted in mortgage interest rates that are at their lowest level in years. Mm. So now is the time to take out cash for any reason. Why not pay off that holiday debt now that rates are down and home values are up nationwide? Cornerstone First Financial offers a free float down. What is that? I'll tell you.
Well, go ahead. Well, stop interrupting me.
A free float down means that if rates continue to drop while they process your loan, you still get the lower rate. You can refinance now and skip your February payment. Tap into your equity and start 2019 with a clean slate.
Nice.
There is nothing like that slate getting wiped clean.
Yes. Mm.
Plus, you're working with friends of TMOS. We love Cornerstone First Financial. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Rob Spiewak, thank you, thank you, thank you. That is that baby. That's like that's a gift. That's beautifully done. That's
just blow a kiss
really
to him.
I give you. I
and you know what?
Show,
beyond that,
but
I'll
it was
do this.
A showbiz kiss.
Gross. And also, Mike, some of this too.
Really gross. Good video Bennett. Day.
Hey. Hands together. Hands together. Self hug. I think the first time you told me you went to Tony Bennett, you may have told me that via text.
I did.
That he put his hands together like he was praying, and then he hugged himself. Which
the beautiful
is the
thing is that he's 175 years old.
He's
so
the oldest man in music.
All energy has to be saved for when he sings. So in between songs, there is no chatter. There is no movement. It is just, we're going to start the next song now. Hug, yen, blow kiss, and hands.
And he puts his hand together like he's praying, and he does the hug himself.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you. I love you giving you all big, big hugs right now.
The loveliness of Paris.
Do you think the inner monologue is like, you got to pay your mortgage. Do this. You got a big nut. Your ex-wife has your dollars.
I think the inner government is his pushy daughter off stage left saying, two more songs, Dad. Do two more songs, Dad.
We got more money to make. More money to make, Daddy. So I mentioned last night, for me, I'm up in the wee hours of the morning. A lot of time, if I have to go winky-tink, I'll wake up and I'll stay up and I'll do a deep dive. And I get nostalgic. I go on weird little journeys on the internet. I'm sure everybody does
the
same
thing. Well, what happens is the one thing will lead you to another will lead you to another. So in four clicks, you can be in a totally different space than you were just a minute earlier.
If your password's in the system.
Yeah.
Last night, I got on Facebook and... What was that about passwords?
Nothing.
You know.
I have
people on a bus. They travel.
I have a friend named Schmosker.
Oh, you're talking about porn? Right?
No. Schmosker. He says that he does everything he can to make sure that his computer. He has a separate computer because he's really afraid. He's paranoid about malware, but he likes. He has a complicated password for this one website that unlocks 30 websites. And he said that
I think I know those websites.
And
you're
every time
about.
He
what
goes
is it,
in,
like a shopping website?
It's a store within a store.
I understand.
By the way, let me ask about your friend because I think this will be a window into his soul.
Please.
That incredibly complicated password, has your friend committed that to memory?
My friend has committed where on the keyboard he has to push because it's more of a exercise of like, I know, I go here, I go there, I go here, I go there.
But if your friend was hard-pressed to actually remember the password, would he be able to do
that? Gun to his head.
His friend, he said he's been there before. He actually told me the other day. It's funny you ask. He said...
It is funny, Mike.
He said he was desperate to get in there one late night that he locked himself out and had to call customer support for the reset.
Oh, no.
That must have been very embarrassing for your friend.
Because his friend forgot which email he used to sign up with, and he didn't want that sent back to his email, and he didn't want his wife finding that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's clicking furiously in the dark.
And he was pleasantly surprised that, unlike credit card companies, somebody does answer the phone in the middle of the night.
Yeah, does it sound like though?
Hello.
Hello, my name is Perry Perv. Thank you very much. I got to tell you
that's a guy who hugs himself.
Sometimes I will do nostalgia like Rob Spiewak, and I'll be on YouTube and I'll do videos of like olden times, Laurel and Hardy or something. Sometimes with Facebook, I will just go on and on and on. It is limitless. And then sometimes I will get nostalgic for people and say, oh, I wonder what he's been up to. And I did it last night with our friend Don O'Brien.
O'Brien?
Yeah.
Big Don O'Brien.
Holy
I don't know whether Big Don is retired or not because it's not. I usually see his posts. He puts a lot of political stuff up.
I've got some quick background. I know you probably have a relationship with him, but I just know him from the
name. I know
name.
Don. Yeah, Big Don. We worked together. Yeah.
So when Chad and I were in Arizona and actually trying out for the afternoon gig or the evening gig at CBS Radio 105.7, The Zone,
The Zone.
I don't even remember if it was The Zone at this point. There were so many iterations.
Sure.
Arizona's talk alternative.
He's going. You know what? Oscar's going to Arizona. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
In March, baby.
Yeah. Doing a show.
March.
Mm-hmm. I didn't
buy
know
tickets.
Until I, you know when I found out? 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah, it's March 16th.
Ah.
I didn't know you were going to Arizona.
It's the link
you've
for
got
kicks.
A live show out there.
Live show. We'd like to sell it out. We'd like to sell it out. It'd be nice.
It's an exclusive live show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We asked for the night show. They gave us the afternoon program. So.
Where are you going to be? Where give it a plug.
CB Live. Copper Blues Live. CBLive.com. We're right there March 16th. If you're out in the area.
What is this place? CB Live?
Copper Blues Live.
It's a blues club. And
no, it's a comedy club, blues club, concert club. Okay. Mm-hmm. Depending
You're doing
on
the podcast during the day thing.
Yes, during the day. Right. Afternoon. Right, very good. 3 p.m. Okay. Tickets are $20. Thank you for letting me plug
it. I'm looking at our cities, and we got a ton of people.
Maricopa, come on out.
Arizona folk,
yes.
And you know,
come on out. Would appreciate that.
Destination city, great time of year to go. Warm and
we've
sunny.
There are tons. We've got Maricopa, Arizona. We've got Ahwatukee.
Nice stack of bricks out there,
Arizona. Those are all.
My next girlfriend Ahwatukee. She put a knife on me
with you. So Mike, yeah, go ahead.
So Big Don O'Brien was just there, like maybe a week ahead of Big O and Dukes. And I remember our program director be like, you know, we've got some heavy hitters. Toucher and Rich came in and Big Don O'Brien. We were the no names that they brought
okay.
in. Like they were like, oh, I wonder what's on the bargain barrel. Big Owen Dukes is out there on the beach. Right. We're going to bring them in and see what their story is. And he said, can you believe the program director at the time says, Big Don O'Brien demanded a five-star hotel? This is in 2007.
He was Brian and O'Brien in Baltimore.
Big deal in Baltimore.
They were morning show royalty, yeah. So he'd been treated really, really well.
And I said, we're at La Quinta Inn, man. For what it's worth, that guy is a radio legend. Mm-hmm. Give him a five-star hotel. You're CBS Radio.
I understand.
Right?
I understand. Yeah. But and you guys got the gig.
Well, he demanded a
Which
salary.
That tells you the state of radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
even
yeah,
back then.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
We could buy four Big O and Dukes for one Big Don O'Brien.
You know, perhaps when I started my radio career, if I had known that rule, I would have perhaps pursued, you know, a career in finance or something
sure.
like that. You know, because
I think we all
I think we've all had that thought.
Yeah. Ultimately, it doesn't come down to heritage or talent or anything like that.
No.
It comes down to who's going to come in and work.
Sidebar. Sidebar.
Yeah. Tommy McFly wages.
Morning radio in New York. I talked to our friend E-Rock.
Yeah.
Yes, just last night, Mike. E-Rock said, and he said, have you seen the trades? I said, I haven't seen the latest. And he said, watch this. He sent me the link. In New York City, a morning drive heritage station, soccer mom station.
Right.
They are now, the morning show goes from 5:30 to 8:30 a.m. Then they play 95 minutes of commercial-free music.
By any chance, is the station's frequency 95 FM?
I'm not sure.
Gotta be.
I'm not sure.
Gotta be.
What I do know is this, is that means they're going to go to the talent, and they're going to say, we got to pay you half your salary now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
they broke their
radio.
Show in half. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what radio's become. Because radio, because that's the way they think, they are thinking in terms of why are they paying that much? Because now with Spotify and Pandora, and that's what they think sells. And to a certain extent, don't we, when we're listening to music, listen to our music? I do most of the time. That's what I listen to.
Oh, I haven't listened to a radio station for music. I can't even think of the last time I did.
Just reminds us we're lucky to be where we are.
Yes.
Yeah. Once Lou Katz was through, I was through with radio. Thank you very much. So last night, Don O'Brien seems to be doing okay, but I'd love to know whether he's retired or not.
I'll
really
send him
sweet
a note.
Guy.
I'll send him
very,
a note.
Very, very good guy. But then I think I saw mutual friends of Don, and I stumbled on an individual who was a blast from the past, and that person was Janet Delaney.
Ooh,
who
now
Janet
has a
from
married
another
name.
Planet?
Janet from another planet.
Who was a regular on WAVA, which puts her probably like 1988, 87.
And then went to another radio station, I think. Mm-hmm. And I just don't remember how
was
it ended.
Was she in Earth Girls Are Easy?
No.
No, she was not. No, but she was very fun and very perky. And
great
had
sense
a great
of humor.
Big, great sense of humor and a great big personality. And I remember some sort of head shaving thing where she didn't do it. And we had a big blow up in that.
I recall that as a listener that it might not have ended well with her.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't think there's any ill feelings that still stand. Because
I have no idea.
Here's what
I
remember.
Have no idea.
A
lot of people cross our path.
There was when WAVA signed off, and I guess that would have been like 1992 ish. They did a wonderful 1 hour retrospective. At the end, the last thing they played was an hour-long special. And I believe you actually submitted a brief Harry Morgan tape for it.
Harry Morgan.
You never appeared as yourself on it, but Harry Morgan just said, "We're gonna miss it."
Or it might have been, you know, that's how they played it.
No, it was pretty specific. I think it might have been. I don't know, because it was.
Hi, Harry Morgan. So long, WAVA. But Glad the Christians are taking over completely now. Thank you.
She was featured in that. So I don't think there was a bad relationship with the station. I'll try and find her. I'll chase her down and see what's up with her.
Well, that's it. That was my deep dive last night. And, you know, I find myself looking at things like that. Goldie's anniversary, Goldie's 60th birthday party, things like that.
I thought it was Goldie's 60th anniversary up on the radio.
No, it's not on the radio. Not yet. I'm probably going to get that. It depends on how long Steve Bridges lives.
He's on a country station in the Carolinas, right?
I think he is. He seems very happy.
Yeah, I love Goldie.
It's funny because he did, had a 40th birthday party and showed video of that. And that was all the guys from AU still, you know, with the mullets and everything. It was crazy.
He was a very energetic disc jockey in the day.
Yeah.
Do you ever get messages? Do you ever feel like the inclination that you're going to message somebody and say hello?
No, I'm not that stupid.
Oh.
I'm not that
And that's
stupid,
not your scene either. That's not your...
No. My scene is throwing golf clubs into the water. We have to take a break, and when we come back,
it's a good scene.
Hi, Goldie. It's Mike. I just threw my club in the water.
Hey, Goldie. It's Mike from AU. Do you have a scuba mask?
We have a lighthearted bit, and then a not-so-lighthearted bit when we come back. There's an invasion down here. I'll tell you all about that. And a few words about our friends in D.C. and around the country that are dealing with some ridiculously difficult times right now. We'll take a break and come right back. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara for Political Persuasions. When I promised to build you a great issue-oriented podcast, I promised you the strongest, most effective, biggest, most successful podcast ever. And I promised that we wouldn't pay for it. Well, it's true. It's here, and it's free. The entertainment shutdown is over. Grab Political Persuasions every week on iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
New one today.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Lots going on. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Woo!
Love it.
Hey, listen, how would you like a New Year's resolution that can actually keep? Or the New Year's resolution that can keep? Resolve to stop going to the post office when you don't have to, while saving time and money with Stamps.com. We've used them for years.
Oh, the fruitcakes.
That's exactly how we did it.
Yeah. The fruitcakes went out with Stamps.com. We wouldn't have been anywhere without them. Simply print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, like a fruitcake.
Are you getting
any
a fruitcake?
Any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it, and your mail carrier picks it up. No more lugging mail to the post office. No more hassle. Plus, with Stamps.com, you get discounted postage rates that you can't even get at the post office. And there's no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Convenient, easy, reliable, efficient. That's Stamps.com. We've used Stamps.com since the start of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money. That's how you got your fruitcakes, people. Ooh,
yeah, people.
And right now, you too can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus postage, and a digital scale. So start the new year right. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter TMOS. And we thank you. A few words. One of the things that I also did, I guess you call it bunny trailing a little bit last night, got on a thread, I think it was on the fan club, with these folks that are dealing with the hassles of this government shutdown. Yeah. And I just want to say there's nothing I can do about it, but I sure want to say that I'm thinking of you, and my heart goes out to you people. And it really, really does suck when human beings are political pawns. It really, really does stink. And for those people, it's really stunning when you think, you know, you've done your job, you perform the way you're supposed to perform, and because people can't get their crap together, they have to now go and go to a food bank, and
it's not fair.
People aren't getting paychecks.
They got to pick up a side job just to get by.
And so many other people that are, you know, not the people that just haven't gotten paid, but the people that are working without pay. It's just really, really.
Or people that want to work, they can't even go to work.
And it's not just the people that are furloughed. The entire city feels shut down.
Oh, Mike, you don't think there is?
It's empty.
It's palpable.
Yeah,
it's a reminder of what drives this. We have a business here, right?
Yeah, of course.
We have a business here, and I wouldn't be honest if I didn't say, look, it all trickles down. We have government clients,
of course.
Everybody's feeling it.
And you're right here in the thick of Washington, D.C. No one's going to restaurants. No one's using cabs.
Yeah.
No one is using Lyft. No one is using all these services.
There's something so incredibly immoral about
that's a good word for
using people to make your point. And I'd like to see somebody. I don't know whether I'm new to this or not. I'd love to see somebody propose that they're not able to do it again, ever. Right. That it just can't be done. So our thoughts are with you. Hopefully, when you tune into this podcast, you do get a moment where you can get away from it like other people that have gone through tough times. And I wanted to say I'm thinking of you, okay?
We all hang
in there. And the other thing I wanted to talk about is we have a new development in the Florida wildlife situation down here that is like nothing I've ever seen. We have been invaded by pelicans. We have been invaded.
Pelicans?
We are thick with pelicans. I mean, there are pelicans 24/7. I think they take a break at night. And these pelicans, they hit the water with the most amazing velocity.
Yeah.
You know, they're big, clunky birds. And I said, man, I it looks like they're going to break their neck. And this guy that apparently knows pelicans said, well, sometimes they do.
Mm.
Sometimes,
really?
I don't know whether this is true. It's what I was told that said. They go up and they hit the water. I don't know. They're fishing all day. That's what they do. They fish for with their big old beaks all day long. They look like pterodactyls.
When they tore out and rebuilt, and I guess they're still doing your golf course down there, right?
No, it's pretty much finished. Yeah.
But what happened is when that happened, they had to reseed and replant. That involved a lot of fertilizer. That fertilizer runs off into the water. That makes algae grow in the water. Algae-rich water is rich for fish. There's a lot of fish, extra fish in your bodies of water, and that has brought the pelicans.
Well, I don't know whether, you know, thank you, but I think maybe they're coming from...
You're talking about birds, not the New Orleans pelicans. Oh, okay. Now this makes sense. I'm like, what are you talking about? This
is the strange. New Orleans Pelicans, is that a minor league baseball team?
It's an NBA team.
NBA team. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. That's how tapped into the NBA. I'm sorry. Oh, man, I'm embarrassed now. That's an NBA franchise. Yeah.
The National Pelicans. Basketball Association?
Yes, National Basketball Association.
With the one that has the Bullets?
The Bullets. The Washington Bullets. With Wes Unseld.
I hope they have a great year.
I mean, literally, I date myself more than anybody when it comes to basketball.
Patrick Ewing. About
that? And no people know that you're calling Wes Unseld when he played, not when he coached.
How about John Havlicek? Yeah. Wasn't he great? Fantastic. Dr. Julius Erving.
Dr. J. Lou Alcindor.
Lou Alcindor. Bill Russell. I am told that the pelicans came to our area because they're not getting fish where they normally hunt. And that's why we have pelicans. And it's just weird because we've never had them like this here.
Mm-mm.
And it's like they made a discovery and these things hit the water. It's like somebody's throwing a cannonball off the top of a building.
Yeah, it's weird when they hit.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Sometimes you'll see two pelicans that'll be 20 feet up in the sky, and they'll both dive bomb at the same time.
What I don't know
is what their percentage is, because they're constantly doing it. They're not like the other birds of prey that'll float around, and then when they finally dive, it's always a guarantee. It's a hit.
I think they're kind of Charlie birds, aren't they?
Look at that. Let's try it again. Whee! Nothing. Nothing again. Nothing again. Let's go up. Higher, 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 higher. Higher, higher. Oh, nothing.
The pelicans, those aren't the ones that...
Please call them that from now on.
Rocky Road?
Those aren't the ones that bring the baby, right?
No, that's a stork.
That's a stork.
Pelicans have big chins that they can carry fish in.
That's the Gilbert Gottfried joke, too.
That's right.
Little Johnny asked his mother, where do babies come from? Anyway, you'll have to listen to another show.
They're beautiful birds. I've never seen one in real life. I've never seen one.
They look prehistoric. They really do look like pterodactyls. And I don't know why they're all here. I don't know what it means about the ecosystem down here, but I kind of think something's up.
If there's pelicans running around like that, maybe just for fun, let Frankie out without a leash.
Yeah, but well, you know, they've said that
Zoom.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think the Pelicans can get. They don't do that. The Hawks can.
Okay.
The Hawks and the Eagles can get
the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes, and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Some have speculated because of the pollution in some of the other water, like that river that goes out into the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes,
these are normally found in the saltwater areas. You know.
Yeah.
Right over by here in Fort Myers. I recommend you come down there and go to the restaurant down there at Poop Landing. Poop Landing is fantastic. Yeah. Southwest Florida, good place to be, everybody. Yes, siree. Yummy, dummy, dummy.
Red tide, red fish.
See you down at the landing.
Yeah, Poop Landing. Oh, man, the crab cakes are just, you know, extra browned. Anyway, they're fantastic.
I'm in the subdivision called Squirt.
Squirt Landing. Hey, we'll need you, Oscar, in the news you may not need because it's your wheelhouse.
I'm ready.
Come back.
I'm ready.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Broadcasting the Mike O'Mara Show 2019, the year of Pony Boy. Tune in and witness his thrilling transformation. A new Matthew, stronger, better, more determined. He's replaced his cigarettes with excellence. This is the year we watch Matthew bloom. Don't miss the metamorphosis. The Mike O'Mara Show, always improving for you.
Sure. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center.
Yes.
If you could have anything in the world, what would it be? A new Cadillac? A brightly colored hot air balloon? Rare cheeses from Europe? A tuba? Maybe some nice spoons. Or maybe all of these things. Why not live it up, huh? Here's the good news. You can get all of these things and even more on the internet. Just clickety-click and take a digital just clickety-click and take a digital trip to the TMOS Shopping Center. Your 3-in-1 shopping destination featuring Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. When you shop them through our portal, you are supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. We don't do the Amazon thing. Had a wonderful relationship with them. We now use Macy's, Target, and Walmart, and we need you to change your habits to help the show and their fantastic websites. Make sure you access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. It costs you nothing but means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS, it's everything you need to make all your wishes come true. Now, put that cheese back in the fridge. What, were you raised in a barn? Come on. All right, there
those
you go.
Those are rare European cheeses.
Rare European cheeses to go along with your spoon.
News.
You threw me spoons.
Games, Oscar, like Fortnite, are called free-to-play, right?
Yes.
But that's just a tiny bit deceptive because once you get hooked on them, they try to get you to buy all kinds of extra stuff to enhance your experience, right?
It's your classic drug dealer play. Yep. It'll give you a taste, and then you want to buy in more. Yep.
Well, it's working. Fortnite raked in. Are you ready for this? $2.4 billion last year.
30% of that came from my son.
That is the most annual revenue of any game in history. The items purchased include season passes, character skins, and dances. After Fortnite, the most lucrative free-to-play games in 2018 were Dungeon Fighter Online, League of Legends, Pokemon Go, and Crossfire. And
what
all
about
these
Boggle?
Numbers
is are Boggle the, on the list?
No, but they're all in the billions, Boggle Man. They're all in the billions.
Honorable mention, Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Yes.
Yes.
Boy, they sure are hungry.
Rock 'em, sock 'em, robots.
I think, and this is great that you have this context as a father of a five-year-old. When he gets into video games, know this.
Never does.
Nothing is free. Nothing is free. And it's a testament to, as far as the billions that Fortnite has made, is that usually what ends up happening is a game comes through, gets really hot, and a bunch of copycats come out. Mm-hmm. And then that waters down their brand. Copycats have come out like Fortnite within large franchises, and they still can't take away enough market share to knock Fortnite off.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Very, very,
my
very
favorite
popular.
Copycat is still Mike O'Mara. He's a good mimic.
A good mimic. A very talented mimic. Gordon Liddy told me that. Anyway... In the days of old, on the Don and Mike show, we used to kiss this guy's ass like you would not believe. To Catch a Predator host, Chris Hansen.
Oh, yeah.
He's looking at some jail time.
Oh.
This is amazing that this is the same guy.
Oh, no.
This is the same guy that used to catch a predator.
Yeah.
He would, you know, he'd be hiding out in a kitchen and some perv would come over to like bang a 13-year-old. And there he was. Chris was arrested after being caught writing bad checks.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Hansen.
He was charged with larceny for allegedly cutting bad checks and failing to pay for $13,000 worth of products dating back to April of last year.
Mm.
So, what was he buying, you might ask? Let me tell you. He reportedly ordered 355 ceramic mugs, 288 t-shirts, and 650 vinyl decals for a marketing campaign that added up to $12,998.05. No more detail
what
on this.
What marketing campaign would he
I've
have?
I've got some background.
Okay.
So he wanted to revive the show To Catch a Predator on a crowdfunding site, and he needed to get prizes for different levels of donations.
Oh.
So
he's doing the PBS thing.
Yes, and that's why now it's sad that the number's so low because clearly not a lot of people want to see To Catch a Predator back on television.
Well, the problem was is the mug said, "Hey, guess who caught me?"
Wow. That is
so
it's
he
sad.
Was trying to so the money comes in, then you got to get
that's
the merch
great detail,
to send
Oscar.
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's
took a
good.
Deep dive at 3 a.m., Mike. I was like,
good
this creep,
yeah.
What's he doing?
Wow. Well, your dive was more productive than mine. I just found out that Janet from another planet works at one of those like nurseries or like Cox Farms or something like that. I think
really?
That's where she might be part of the family. I'm like, will you check it out?
Yeah, I absolutely will.
Mm-hmm. The cops issued a warrant and finally turned himself in. He's since been released without bond. If convicted, he could face up to $5,000 in fines and 1 to 5 years.
Can I give
jail?
You a little more? Weird. Just that was fascinating.
Yeah,
to get
yeah, fascinated by
so,
that.
So, and again, a fall from grace.
Sure,
he already had that issue where he divorced his wife because he had a mistress that was younger. It's a whole thing. But the sad part about for me was that this man owed this promotional company all these dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept on baiting them saying, oh, I'll have the money tomorrow. Oh, I'm gonna figure this. I'm gonna find someone to do this. I just sold my boat to pay for this. I'll send you a check tonight. So these constant lies.
Hansen's boat.
That are laid into text, which by the way is forever. An email is forever. A text is forever.
I know.
So that's
very
how they
sad.
Busted him.
And the other thing that was really weird is that the owner of the promotion company said that he was 13 years old.
Okay, stop it. Thanks to a website called Mr. Man. We now know what major stars are most impressive down there. Mr. Man is like Mr. Skin, except that instead of cataloging female nudity in movies, they're all about the beefcake.
I see.
They viewed...
That's high time, Mike. High time.
8,000 full frontal scenes to determine the biggest and smallest names in showbiz.
Wow.
You ready for the results?
Yes.
I got them
what
right
if
here.
What if they're growers, not showers?
Then they're. I think that's probably unfortunate. I think this is probably the most
is
generously.
Is Chris Hansen on the list anywhere?
The most generously endowed include Michael Fassbender, Liam Neeson, Ben Affleck, Robert De Niro, and Ewan McGregor. All right. Those are the ones that are doing really well.
This website is not safe for work, by the way. Not safe.
The guys
more
who
like
got the short end of the stick from nature include Leonardo DiCaprio, Shia LaBeouf, Jude Law, Terrence Howard, and for some reason, Dennis Hopper made it to rest in peace, Dennis Hopper. He
but
was on there.
The short guy list? Leo. Leo's got to have a battering ram. Come on.
No.
Yeah, that disappoints me.
Why do you think he drowned? He drowned in Titanic.
Well, we suddenly get from the control room, Mr. Bloom has weighed in.
Really? You had to press your button for that?
Yeah. He awoke from his deep sleep to comment on men's penises.
Yeah.
Pony, how else would he sink so fast at the end of Titanic?
Exactly. I mean, that poor wooden pallet.
Right, thank you. Very good.
Dennis Hopper, Mike. Dennis Hopper.
That is rude. Yes. By the way, you should not besmirch the past.
You should not put the dead guy
no,
on.
No.
Everyone knows stay-at-home moms should be paid huge money for all the work they do. I think I do this story every year. Instead of the $0 they're actually paid. Thank you. You want that? All right, there we go. Thank you.
Hey, a doublehead.
Salary.com just did its annual study on how much stay-at-home moms should be paid based on all the jobs they do. Mm. The answer is timpani, please. The answer is 162,581 dollars. There you go. That's based on a mom doing 34 different jobs. You ready what they are? Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Academic advisor, accountant, coach, daycare worker, event planner, groundskeeper, interior designer. I'll you for babysitting services.
Janitor, I'll you.
Photographer, psychologist, nurse, tailor, and teacher. Oscar's getting very agitated during this news story.
This list was taken out of Reader's Digest in 1983 because the idea that the mom does all of this, and by the way, that men don't get involved as well because there are guys that stay home and the wife is the bread earner.
Right.
I get it.
This is what it is, people. I've done the math. I don't have kids, but I've talked to my brother and sister enough to know.
Right.
It's cheaper to stay home, that's what you weigh out, than to pay a nanny. And by the way, if you really are in a crunch, get an au pair. They come cheap.
Thank you very much. Oscar Santana.
I miss Reader's Digest.
Send the letters to him. Thank you, Robert.
Readers, you know what was great? Humor in uniform. So many funny stories about people in the service. Every one of them true.
My mom's looking down and smiling at you right now. A new survey looked into it, and the two big takeaways regarding coworkers liking each other are that your coworkers do probably like you, but there might be one or two you should just give up on.
Yeah,
here's
Maddie.
Some statistics. 75% of people in this survey said they like at least half of the people they work with. We've got a small office.
You know,
that includes 12% who like about half of them, 41% who like more than half but dislike a few, and 22% who like all of their colleagues. I don't know. They didn't say the survey size and how big the office
was. Most people don't get to choose who they work with.
That's
so
true.
It's not fair for us to compare who we like. Now, there are days, I imagine, even between the three of us in a personal way, that there are days where you're like, oh, I can't believe Oscar's late again. I can't believe Mike raged out. I can't believe Rob fell on his face at the holiday party.
Right.
Like all that stuff. But even with all that, we're lucky enough to say we're still in the same foxhole and we like each other.
This is a good environment.
We love each other.
This is a really good environment.
12% like less than half of their coworkers. 2% say they hate everyone at work.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else is a jerk, not you. Keep telling yourself that, 2%ers. Women were slightly more likely than men to have a positive view of the people they work with. 79% say they like at least half of their colleagues compared to 72% of men. And in ours, like is not a factor in our environment because ours are only two words, love and hate.
Exactly.
Love and hate are both involved.
You know, Reader's Digest was also educational. They had a feature called It Pays to Enrich Your Word Power.
Did they?
Yeah, it was wonderful.
And now a little something, this might not be safe for a home.
Okay.
Turn it down if you got little ones. People are drinking their own urine.
Oh!
They're doing it to eliminate disease in a bizarre new Facebook craze. I have not researched it. Fans of the trend are joining urine therapy groups on the social network, which also encourage members to wash their feet in their own. They believe that knocking back your own will not only cure all manner of ailments, but will also give you more energy, even though science disputes such claims. The online group Urine Therapy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Don't be.
Sometimes I realize what a stupid job I have. Urine Therapy, the real universal remedy, all caps, offers tips for those interested in finding ways of utilizing their own urine. The closed group has more than 6,600 members. It claims the bodily fluid opens doors of your soul.
Yeah.
And heals every part of your being. Stop laughing at your own stuff. But it also warns to use the knowledge you gain here wisely.
Yes.
It can change your life if you choose to allow it to. What a bunch of hippies. Can't you just tell, urine therapy. Drinkers are advised the midstream of the first morning is the most important drink of the day.
Ah!
I cannot tell if this story is completely legit or if it's just yellow journalism. I'm sorry. I'm so
like
sorry.
The journalism joke. So do you think your kidneys are confused once you do that? You're like, well, you already filtered this.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Why is this here again? Ew.
Return visitor.
We'll take a break and come back with Reader's Digest boy, Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike Omeda Show.
have asked and we listened. Now you can listen on
It's everybody.
In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Maddie hates everybody.
Oh, man.
So typical. Hi, Mike.
After, I think, probably. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's take a moment to shake hands with Shakespeare, if you will. One of William Shakespeare's most popular tragedies is Othello. As I'm sure you know, Othello is the story of a Moorish prince living in Venice. He is the greatest Moor in town. Thank you. If you like the Moorish people and you'd like a bit of more in your life, why not get a little more TMOS in your life? The more. Shake hands with Shakespeare.
Yeah, if you will.
The bonus show is a sixth episode that we record every week, and it can be yours for just a few extra pennies. Don't miss out. That would be tragic. Get ready to climb aboard the bullet train of delight and get whisked away to the Valley of Merriment. You get extra fun and extra laughs, so much so that you'll never even consider a murder-suicide pact with your wife. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Plus, you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So this year, prithee, sirrah, quit sucking by the bonus show.
T'would be the noblest exercise of valor to purchase it anon.
Smart. Smart comedy.
Thank you.
Right on.
Open yonder a hawk. Hawk. I hear
the cannons the king roar.
I hear hawk. I hear the cannons roar.
That's the wrong sound. Play this one.
Thank you,
dumbass.
That's right.
Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Do you have an Alexa thingy?
Yes.
I don't like them. I see people that use them, and I just like in the time it takes for someone to say, "Alexa, set a timer for 20 minutes." I could have already set a 20-minute timer.
We oddly enough in my bedroom right now.
Yes.
I got the Google Home for Christmas from one of my family members, and then I have the Alexa.
Yeah.
And they're right next to each other. And in a weird way, I know they're competing companies, but I also think, are they both listening to me? Or
could you get them to talk to each other?
Well, I don't. I think I could try to do that, but I feel like I have frenemies sitting next to each other.
I understand.
They should be on the other side of each room.
Well, what Alexa has done, a lot of people rely on Alexa for news, and they'll say, "Alexa, what's going on?"
Yeah, stuff like flash that. News brief.
So Alexa has now debuted a new voice, the newscaster voice, that they say they have charted the speech patterns of actual news readers and anchor people to change the voice.
That's wonderful. Kent Brockman.
I don't hear the difference. So I have two instances here. One is the original Alexa voice, and then is the
newscaster
voice. Which
I'm not a fan of. I don't
like
Alexa.
It either. You know, I've even changed my Waze voice. I've changed my Waze voice and my Siri voice to a male voice. You have that option. So anyway, here is the original. That's me all over. Here's the original Alexa voice.
Today's bride really wants to make her wedding her own, said Lisa Gooder, executive director of Brides. She doesn't want something that she's seen other people do. She wants something that can feel personal.
I don't like
to her.
That at all.
Vanilla.
All right, here is the newscaster voice. Tell me if you can sense any change.
Today's bride really wants to make her wedding her own, said Lisa Gooder, executive director of Brides.
No.
She doesn't want something that she's seen other people
sucks.
Do. She wants something that can feel
misguided,
personal
misguided, like his marriage.
Yeah, don't you think that it would be... What if they had like a Walter Cronkite voice that did it? See,
That'd be fabulous.
Then I'm listening.
That'd be fabulous. Right? I have one in my... I changed my Waze voice. I have it in my phone.
Oh,
can
you do?
Play it for
yeah,
you.
Please do.
Yeah, hold on just a second.
You're moving the wrong way. You're taking the wrong trip. You're heading down on the wrong side. Don't go up there. It's one way, you idiot. In 500 feet, turn right. Go 3 miles and then just go F yourself.
So...
Thank you. I'm so proud
that we have
voice.
A partnership with Walmart and Target because you know what? They make good decisions. They recently pulled off their shelf a game that I think debuted for Christmas this year. It was called Cut the Wire. It is a game where you are challenged to defuse a bomb before it blows up. Pretend blow up.
God.
I know, right?
Wow.
So anyway, here's the actual commercial for the game Cut the Wire. I didn't even know this was on the shelf.
The all-new Cut the Wire game.
A device is ticking and is about to go off. Which wire will you cut? Which is danger? Which is safe? Secret clues will help you decide. It's this the guy. Ultimate race to see who can defuse or lose. Before it's too late. Cut the wire. The game by Yulu.
Only at Target. Batteries not included.
It's the game.
That's why.
Cut the wire. The game.
I'm not much of an expert on this. It's also why they didn't take my recommendation to have a Hugh Grant star in The Hurt Locker, which I thought would have been, instead of Jeremy Renner, I thought it would be you guys just like, I believe if I take the blue, I snip the blue. I've lost that, my right arm.
The
announcer sounded like one of those old kung fu movies.
Exactly.
That like somebody was like they just had whatever.
Definitely the lips did not match.
It just didn't make sense. Now, if I'm a little intrigued by this game. I would if it was in front of us and we had something just to do.
Sure.
It just seems a little dark. It seems a little dark. It's a little.
Well, what
scary.
Are you, a pie in the face? Everything can't be pie in the face.
I know. Well, we've got that in the O'Mara household. I broke it. All right.
All right. Congratulations to Alicia Keys, who is going to be hosting the Grammys this year. She is very talented, and she put an announcement out in which she was telling her kids that, we'll close with this, telling her kids that she got this very choice
gig.
That's
huge news.
Big, big news. I don't know that the announcement went exactly the way she planned.
I got some good news, guys, or I got some news. Let's get close. I am going to host the Grammys.
What's the Grammys?
The kid says, what's the
Grammys? What a great post.
That
I love
is
it.
Your Jesus. Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
Oh, man. Another one in the can, people. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift. Even for yourself, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the banner that says gift bonus, easy as pie, and just as tasty. Please support TMOS. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best pot of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye. Bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay. Dumbass.
Yeah.